The sounds of warfare are nothing new, and in the year 1811 they were to be heard all over Europe. It was a time of gargantuan upheaval, sparked off by the American and French revolutions towards the end of the previous century, and further inflamed by the Napoleonic Wars, which reached their climax in that year with Napoleon's ill-fated attempt to conquer Russia. Two other momentous events took place that year. The first was the discovery of a spectacular comet which, at its height, illuminated much of Central Europe and whose tail alone was estimated to be more than 100 million miles long. The second was the birth of Franz Liszt in Hungary. The circumstances at the time of his birth could hardly have been more appropriate. His career as a pianist was uniquely comparable to the unprecedented brilliance of the Great Comet, and as a composer he was among the most revolutionary who ever lived. In the realms of harmony and form, he blazed trails that led straight to the 20th century. All in all, he was one of the most prolific and influential composers in the whole history of music. Like most of the great composer-pianists, he was a child prodigy, and in 1822 he moved with his father to Vienna, where he became a pupil of the famous Karl Czerny. Not long after that, at the age of 11, he made his debut in Vienna, playing the concerto in B minor by the now almost forgotten but then spectacularly successful Johann Nepomuk Hummel.